Snooks, be quiet.
Why?
The program's going on the air in a second.
How do you know?
Because Don Wilson is standing there ready to announce it.
I want to announce it.
You can't.
I want to announce it.
Please, Snooks, the signal's coming.
If you don't let me announce it, I'll...
You what?
I'll hold my breath till my face turns blue.
Oh, Don.
All right, Daddy, all right. Let her announce it.
Thanks. Go ahead, you little dictator.
Ready?
Shoot, there's a signal.
It's Maxwell House coffee time. Ain't I good?
And tonight, the first thing on our menu is Maxwell House Coffee. Yes, this is coffee time. Time to sit back, relax, and enjoy with us a steaming, fragrant cup of the coffee that's good to the last drop. Well, now we're ready for another lightning session of entertainment with our Maxwell House stars, Mary Martin, Meredith Wilson, Hanley Stafford, and Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks. And as a special Thanksgiving package for all of you, our super-duper added attraction, your favorite comedian and my Sunday night boss, Jack Benny. All these wonderful personalities, in addition to your regular host and smooth-singing master of the festivities, that engaging young Merry Andrew, Dick Powell.
Thank you, thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, since we have so much show to cram into these 30 short minutes, this young Merry Andrew is going to engage himself in a song fresh from the pen of Maestro Meredith Wilson and bearing the unsentimental title, Rockabye Your Baby with a Long Underwear Tune. I assume no responsibility for the music and lyrics. My job is to keep it on key and make it come out even with the orchestration. Dithy, if you please.
Rockabye your baby with a sweet classical tune. When Papa Haydn takes you riding, you'll go gliding to the moon. To a Brahms sonata or string quartet, you'll be singing a sweetheart duet. So rockabye your baby with a sweet old, dear old classical tune. But the kids' vocabulary nowadays, oh, it would really curl your hair. Everything from Bach to Offenbach, they call on underwear. So rockabye your baby with a long underwear tune. When Papa Haydn takes you riding, you go gliding to the moon. Johannes Brahms, sonatas, and string quartets make you a harder for sweetheart duet. So rockabye your baby with a long hair, long underwear tune. Johannes Brahms, sonatas, and string quartets make you harder for sweetheart you wear. So rock up, I go, baby, with a long hair, long underwear tune.
Thank you, and now here's Don Wilson, who tells me his Thanksgiving dinner tasted just a little bit better this year than ever before. What happened, Don? Did you eat both drumsticks?
Come to think of it, Dick, I believe I did. But the real reason Thanksgiving dinner tasted extra good this year was because...
Oh, I get it, I get it. You had a double portion of pumpkin pie smothered in whipped cream.
That's right, Dick, I did. But what I'm trying to say is just this. I especially enjoyed Thanksgiving dinner this year because it was topped off with a cup of the richest, most superbly delicious coffee I ever tasted.
But surely, Don, this isn't the first Thanksgiving you've enjoyed Maxwell House coffee.
No, indeed. But never before in all its 50-year history has Maxwell House coffee been so rich, so full-bodied, so downright delicious as it is today. You see, friends, the new Maxwell House blend is extra rich in Highland-grown extra-flavor coffees. Coffees so rare in fragrance, so vigorous in flavor, they're unlike any other coffees in the world. Naturally, these coffees have always been limited in their availability. But now we are able to obtain the great quantities we need. That's why today, every pound of Maxwell House has a richer body, a more delicious flavor than any coffees you may have ever known before. And yet, with all this extra goodness, right now Maxwell House is selling at the lowest prices in history. So this weekend, get acquainted with the new Maxwell House coffee. Join the thousands who have already pronounced it coffee at its best.
Well done, Don. And now, ladies and gentlemen, going ahead.
Dick.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Why, Jack. Jack Benny.
Well, am I on time?
Why, Jack, of all people, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
Well, this is certainly a surprise. Meredith, look, here's Jack Benny.
Jack Benny, see, this is a surprise.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, you're the last guy in the world we thought...
Wait a minute. Look, fellas. Last week on this program, you announced that Jack Benny would be your guest here tonight. I announced it on my own show, and not 2 minutes ago, Don Wilson started off the program by introducing the cast and Jack Benny. Now, who'd you expect up here tonight? Jeannie with the light brown hair? Or Fred Allen's eagle or something? It certainly is a surprise.
Well, frankly, I did hear Don Wilson announce Jack Benny, but I didn't associate it with you.
No, you didn't.
No, we didn't know you were the Jack Benny he was talking about.
Oh. Well, of course. Imagine me thinking there was only one Jack Benny. Why, that name is as common as Stanislaus Rogrozny is. The phone book is full of them.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. You don't have to get sarcastic about it.
I'm not sarcastic, Dick. Oh, well, let's forget it. I'm here, you knew I was coming, and we're not fooling anybody.
Okay. I guess we were bordering on the puerile and banal.
It's a very good line, Dick. Do you mind if I use it on my program last week? And we pronounced it banal, if you don't mind. They didn't know me, but they knew my material.
Huh? Say, Dick.
What?
You know, he has got blue eyes.
Oh, there they go again. You think I was the only guy in the world with big blue eyes. Oh, hello, Don.
Jack, how are you? Well, this is indeed a surprise.
Oh, fine. Some enthusiasm after a honeymoon. You know, Don, I just went through all of that with Dick Powell. That was our opening routine. He didn't know which Jack Benny to expect tonight.
Oh, I see. Well, Jack, I'm sure that Dick didn't mean to imply that your name isn't important. I think he was just preoccupied.
You don't have to defend him, Don. After all, when you get right down to things, not everybody's name is Jack Benny.
Not even yours.
Now, cut that out! You know very well, Don, my name has been Jack Benny ever since I've been in show business.
Well, what was it before that?
All right, listen, Don. I could use my right name, but how would it sound if I said, hello again, this is Radcliffe Montague talking? Who would believe it?
Nobody in Waukegan.
All right, Don, just for that last remark, when you hang your stocking up this Christmas, don't expect it to be too bulky, unless your leg is in it. If you get what I mean.
Why, Jack Benny, don't tell me you're not going to give Don a Christmas present this year just because of an innocent little remark like that.
Well?
Why, Jack, that doesn't sound like you.
It doesn't? Well, Dick, you know, I've been kidded a lot about being thrifty and not over-generous, but you can believe me, it's nothing but malicious slander.
Oh, it is, eh?
Yeah, you know how those things are, Dick. Once a story spreads that a fella's tight, it's very difficult to live it down.
Especially when you live up to it.
Yes. Now, for instance... Hey, wait a minute! If I'm going to be called cheap, I can stay on my own show where I can lie my way out of it. In the first place, I came up here just to see Mary Martin.
You did? What about, Jack?
About the premiere of our picture. I want her to help me get it set for Waukegan.
Say, that's the picture you and Mary made with Fred Allen, isn't it?
No, that's the picture we made in spite of Allen. Boy, what a ham he is. The way he tries to steal every scene. Oh.
Well, Jack, I worked in a picture with Fred Allen once, and he never tried to steal anything from me.
He didn't, eh?
No. In fact, he was very considerate. Whenever I did a comedy bit, Fred would turn his back to the camera.
Well, he did the same thing with me, only he didn't have his pants on. He and his cretin shorts. You know, Dick, he wants the premiere of our picture held in Old Orchard, Maine.
Say, Jack, I've got an idea.
What is it, Meredith?
Why don't you hold the premiere in Mason City?
Mason City? Why?
Well, that's my hometown.
Well, why should we have it in your hometown? You weren't even in the picture.
Well, that's it. I've got nothing to lose.
Quiet. Say, Don, where's Mary Martin?
Well, she should be here any minute now, Jack. Meanwhile, sit down, Jack, and have a cup of steaming hot Maxwell House coffee with your Jell-O.
Boy, what a plug. Don, you're about as subtle as Olson and Johnson. And remind me to change that to Abbott and Costello for the second show, will you? So Mary ought to be here soon, eh?
Yes, Jack. Sit down while Meredith Wilson plays the number. You might as well listen to a good orchestra for a change.
Yeah, you said it. What are you going to play, Meredith?
Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue?
Oh, stop with that. Now, the next one on this show who says I've got lovely blue eyes will get a stare out of them for the next 10 minutes.
Hey, Jack, here's Mary Martin. Mary, here's Jack.
Why, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. Gee, you look well, Mary. No kidding. You're a sight for blue eyes. I mean, sore eyes, huh? Yes, sir.
Well, Jack, I'm certainly surprised to see you here.
You are?
Yes. Isn't this dialogue right off the cob?
Yes, but Phil Harris is listening in, and he'll think it's dynamite. Now, look, Mary, I came here to ask a favor of you. I want you to help me out on a little matter about our picture.
I'll be glad to, Jack. What is it?
Well, you know, I want the premiere of the picture held in Waukegan, and Fred Allen wants it held in his hometown, Old Orchard.
Where's that?
It's up in Maine.
Oh, I know where Old Orchard is. Where's Waukegan?
Listen, Mary, Waukegan was Waukegan when Old Orchard was just a couple of stumps, and Allen was one of them. But, Mary, truthfully, don't you think that Old Orchard is the wrong place to hold the premiere of a picture as important as ours?
I agree with you there, Jack, 100%.
Now, you're going to stick by me on this. We will definitely not have it in Old Orchard.
Yes.
And we'll have it in Waukegan, Illinois.
No.
What?
I think it should be in my hometown, Weatherford, Texas.
Yikes! Mary.